Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McGee. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill McGee. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon bunts for an out with unknown description. Hack moves to second. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Hack moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lieber settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lieber. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Danning and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon bunts for an out with unknown description. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0 Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Gallen moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Lieber scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCullough. The throw from Danning and he is safe. McCullough steals second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel now playing shortstop. Joe Orengo now playing third base. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Olsen moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Olsen moves to third. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olsen scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Novikov now playing left field. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ott moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stringer. The throw from Danning and he throws it away, into the outfield. Here's the throw to Danning, who tags Stringer out. McCullough scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arnovich moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Arnovich moves to third. Orengo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Bill McGee. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Wittig now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wittig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo juggles the ball. That's an error on Orengo. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orengo hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.